hello, good morning, good evening, good night, good day. I cannot believe, but we are here to bring you your horoscopes, January 2021, the first month of 2021. It feels like a little pressured, does it not?
It does indeed, especially after, and I, no, I'm not going to promise not to hark on this, but especially after our incredibly accurate January 2020 reading, I do feel some pressure.
Would you like to remind the listeners?
I would like to remind the listeners, and you can go back and take a listen if you want, but last year at this time, we predicted that 2020 would start with worldwide troubles.
We did.
And some other things that were oddly specific that now I, of course, can't remember. So you'll have to do your own dig on that. But believe me, it was amazing work. So yeah.
We really crushed
it. We'll try to live up to it again.
Yeah, no pressure. No pressure for us to get this as non-astrologers who are mostly here to bring you like a light stand-up comedy routine. No pressure that we'll get everything super accurate. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, with all of that said, I mean, do you want to give the folks a rundown of your highly predictive information?
Yes, most definitely. And I'd like to open and say, as I usually do, happy birthday to the correct person. So happy birthday to the Capricorns.
What's up to the Caps?
And I hope that the Sagges enjoyed their season. It's just, you know, just now ended for you. And I'm not sure if anyone else saw this, but there was a meme floating around that I sent to you that said, it's almost this crazy girl's birthday. And it was a picture of Jesus in a low-cut shirt with breasts.
It made me laugh so hard. My other favorite meme of that time is always like, the classic Office throwback to Michael Scott saying, well, happy birthday, Jesus. Sorry your party sucks so much. And I'm like, well, and that feels especially relevant this year because it's just, you know, yeah, it's a different time.
He'll cry if he wants to.
It's his party and he will weep if he wants to, okay?
He will. But to all the other Capricorns,
we're not here to talk about
birthday.
Jesus.
I'm not.
Jesus was not a Capricorn anyway.
Anyway. At this time in December, we love to channel the Capricorn energy and we love to set unrealistic goals maybe for ourselves, envisioning disciplined and fiscally lush but responsible futures for ourselves. And these goals are maybe reasonable for Capricorns themselves, but we'll all try anyway and we'll probably do it again this year. So as we roll into 2021, and not just January, so here comes like the just a little maybe sensational prediction about the year. There will apparently be some themes of, get ready for it, optimism and change.
Okay.
I don't want to trust it, but I did read a lot of things about like some planetary shifts causing winds of optimism and change kicking up in January and continuing through the year. So guys,
we could be feeling optimistic without things getting better. You know, it could just be that people are ready to mentally go there.
Well, that is the first step. We all have to manifest this new future.
You know, on the 20th, we got some presidential inauguration juju that maybe would have people feeling slightly more hopeful.
This is a good point. Yes. So anyway, we're hoping that that's good. I'll stop patting us on the back overly soon. But yeah,
please do.
Some feelings of optimism and change going into January. And then on the 19th, we'll move into the most special time of the year. And that is Aquarius season is, of course.
Oh, just really shouting it out for yourself.
Okay. You do, always.
I do. That's right. And I plan on doing it this episode. Shout out to me. Okay.
So the sun moves into Aquarius on January 19th. And a happy birthday to all my fellow January Aquarians. I'm a February Aquarian, but you guys are in my sign. And I love all or most of you in the way that Aquarians love all of humanity in a blanketed, aloof, but somehow emotional way. You know what I mean.
Do you know what? As the Gemini representative of this podcast, I am deeply drawn to Aquarians, not just you. My sister is also an Aquarian. Mm-hmm. I love your kind. She's a January Aquarian.
She is.
Shout out. Okay?
Happy birthday, almost. Anyway, it's the age of Aquarius. And so, like, everybody.
It's the age of Aquarius. Okay. Sorry.
We're all going to be feeling those Aquarian vibes. So, that's my favorite thing. That means we're going to be expanding our consciousness, getting into maybe a little bit of supernatural explorations. Just like a lot of thoughts about humanity or like our own humanitarianisms, you know?
Well, we'll certainly be doing that.
I hope. Also, there will be a full moon in Leo, so let's try to harness that full moon Leo fire energy and maybe channel it toward those Aquarian pursuits. So change and optimism, guys. Let's please broaden our minds. And what are some dates that we should look out for?
Listen, I'm going to hit you with the dates. Okay, on January 6th, we're going to have a little bit of an energy slowdown as Mars enters Taurus. Then 2 days later, on the 8th, we're going to have Mercury enter Aquarius. This is a time to kind of focus on the future. And also, as Venus enters Capricorn on the 8th as well, it's a good time for ambitions. Lean into maybe being a little ambitious. So I like this, the pairing of ambition and some future thought. It just feels right. And that's all happening on the 8th. On the 13th, we've got that new moon in Capricorn. God bless. Time to set new goals, doing it up. And then on the 14th, we are watching Uranus go direct in Taurus, a time to really be opening up to change. Mm. As you mentioned, on the 19th, our new zodiac season happens as the sun enters Aquarius. And on the 27th, which shout out to my sister, Aquarian, this is when we have a full moon in Leo, and it is a time to really be inspired, like get it, okay? Mm. And we're not going to get too much into this, but just a preview of the coming attractions. On the 30th, get ready for that rebellious energy because we do have a Mercury retrograde hitting us on the last day of the month and certainly probably ready to fuck up February. More on that later this month.
And during Aquarius time when communications are weird because Aquarian communication is weird already. Yikes.
That's right. Yikes to the Aquarians.
Hey, it's all right.
Listen, it's all right. Speaking of and to an Aquarian, now that we've locked down some dates, given you some themes, Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I'm going to turn it upside down and do Pisces first this time.
Oh, okay. I see you.
All right, little Pisces, things could get a little bit hectic this January. So the goal right now could be maybe to get organized in preparation for the rest of 2020. And what does that look like? Probably it means releasing some stress because you might have some health issues coming down the pipe. So maybe dancing or like some kind of physical exercise for stress relief. But also like plenty of rest and like listen to your body. It's going to be super important right now. And
listen to your heart. Okay.
And it is hard to listen to your body, especially if you're like working from home. It feels like every day could be a sick day. But like remember that even if you have like a desk job, that like if you're really sick, it's okay if you can't do that job every day. I just want to shout that out because it feels different now. Anyway, so according to your monthly horoscopes that I've sifted through, late January promises to be a time to form goals and determine what you desire most out of life. Crystal gazing or the like, not specifically crystal gazing, but like maybe a little bit of tarot, wind whispering, like whatever you dabble in. Like,
sure, just kind of some getting in touch with your spiritual kind of mystical side.
Yeah, your spiritual vibes will be maybe elevated during this, especially the Aquarian time moving into your season. So take advantage of that. Maybe, yeah, get out the tarot deck. I don't know, maybe a Ouija board. You'll be a little more mystical than usual. And through this, you will find some relaxation. So like, remember that this can be relaxing too. And you may feel like a renewed sense of comfort, ease, mental clarity.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So like, really do like spend some time on
we could all use a little comfort right now.
On the mystical right now. It will awaken your mind. Anyway, health stuff, as I mentioned, analyze what foods and lifestyle / exercise programs have worked for you recently. Even just like, did I have less intestinal distress that week that I didn't put cream in my coffee? Or maybe bigger things, like should I do an alkaline diet like my grandma?
Spelling out your own stuff right now, okay.
I don't know. Big or small changes, like take note, because your body is a sensitive little machine. And you may need just like some tweaks here and there.
This is making me want to drink some of my witch tonics. Go on.
Me too. There's some mushrooms in the refrigerator that I haven't drank yet. I feel nervous, but I'll talk to you about that later. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Just I don't usually dabble with like the powdered mushroom beverage like you do, but I know it's good for me.
I love
and
an
stuff.
Adaptogen over here chugging those reishi. Anyway.
That's the word I couldn't remember. Anyway, so back to Pisces. It's for sure a good time to also improve your circulation. This was an interesting, very specific thing. But
yeah, oddly specific.
I don't know. Maybe you've been cooped up like most of us, or just like
get that blood flowing.
Yeah, it seems like maybe the blood's pooling in your legs. But something's going on where you need to improve your circulation, and that will also help awaken your mind. All these things are working together. So go for your walks, do your tarot stuff. And also, lastly, make sure you get some social support. New friends or contacts, like there could be an opportunity for that on the 10th. And these people could really help you formulate the goals that you're maybe going to set in January for your future. And just remember to meditate after you meet these people, while you meet these people, as you're formulating your goals. January is really going to be about that YMCA triangle of mind, body, spirit, and connecting them to each other.
God bless the YMCA.
God bless the YMCA. Who is next?
I stand by it. Okay. Speaking of selfish and narcissistic tendencies, were we? I'd like to speak of my fellow Geminis first, as I always do. Listen, sweet gems. This is a time for us to be optimistic this January, which is honestly a great way to start any new year. I like that. If you subscribe to the Gregorian calendar, let's get it, okay? It's gonna perhaps allow us to take some large steps forward. And really, these will be the results of some personal development that we really have the opportunity to get into this January. There is propensity and perhaps some opportunity for vigorous moves, travels, social meetings, and passionate love relationships.
Oh my.
Please asterisk and just remember there's a pandemic. Okay, sweet gems. It will be the month in which everything really should kind of be going our way. We love to see it. There perhaps is a specific individual in your blood family or your chosen family who may be going on some kind of journey or adventure who may invite you to accompany them. Okay. This is an opportunity you should take advantage of. Again, I'm adding this COVID asterisk. I don't know what this looks like. I don't know if this is someone in your bubble. I don't know what kind of hiking expedition you could be going on. But it's really a chance to get away from the tedious things in your everyday life right now.
Maybe an RV trip.
If you've been thinking about going to the woods and Jay chilling in an Airbnb with a loved one, maybe getting off your phone, getting off the grid a little bit, I really support it. I think, honestly, this is truly advice perhaps we could all enjoy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but sweet Geminis, if somebody passes this baton to you, offers up the opportunity, I'd say figure out a way to make it work, because it sounds like it could be a wonderful opportunity for a bit of a refresh and a restart. So shout out to that. The Sagittarians and other fellow gems will be important people for us, playing a crucial role in our lives this month. Maybe this is your travel companion. Maybe it's someone at work. Maybe it's just whoever you're connecting with in your social sphere. But these are folks to look out. I don't know. Sagittarian, is this my husband? We can't know, okay? Listen, it also may be a time this month that you were thinking about maybe expanding on our education. Maybe you've been contemplating that, do I apply to grad school kind of thing? Maybe you have been thinking about taking an online course in just whatever is interesting you these days. This is a great time to embark upon this journey, dive into some interesting coursework, and expand your mind. I say full-heartedly, do it, okay? This is also a great month if you have been perhaps delaying a little bit of apartment renovations, maybe even you're thinking about moving, taking advantage if you live in a city on some of these
sharply
declining rent prices, right? As, you know, folks migrate away.
Listen, I wish I was month to month. Go on.
Okay, listen, but there are plenty of opportunities here. Maybe you've been thinking about painting a wall. Maybe you've just been thinking about replacing that coffee table that you hate. All in all, a good time to dig into it. Make your pad, you know, your oasis, because honestly, we're probably still going to be home for a while, y'all. Okay, don't forget it. Also, on this note, perhaps of renovations, I think it would be appropriate to also mention the financial situations that, you know, could impact these renovations. But listen, this is a month where you will not be complaining about a lack of money. So for what it's worth, do everything, you know, you can to maybe enjoy this good streak. Don't get reckless, but this is a good time if you're going to make some moves to make some moves. Also, just as a final note for us sweet gems, this is a time in which for ourselves, it seems quite important to pay attention to events that are happening in the outside world. Maybe, you know, this caters to your interests or what perhaps is inspiring your thirst for academia yet again. But get outside of your own world and life and, you know, maybe find the channels in which you can stay up to date on current events or other things. Kind of outside your own personal sphere, you'll benefit. Who are we talking about next?
Next, you did it, so I'll do it. Let's talk about Aquarians.
It's the age of Aquarius.
It's about to be. Yeah, we get okay, half the bitch. Month, nearly half the month, and then most of February, sort of most of February. It's not important. All right, Aquarians. Several transits will have us deeply appreciative of our role in nature and our interest in wildlife.
Oh.
We should, this is weird, ready? We're probably gonna like this. We should and I'm missing my old Kentucky home for this, but
okay,
we should apparently observe birds, raccoons, and other animals in the wild to get better.
Oh, this is Jamie's Snow White side, and guys, it's real.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway. Okay, so, but we apparently should watch from afar, a safe distance, this wildlife to get a better perspective of our place on Earth. And I can really appreciate that. And on the 10th specifically, which is a hot date for many of us, I can't remember why you said, but something's moving around the 8th or the 10th. For us, the planets are going to ask that we say a prayer or perform a ritual, maybe, to protect and communicate with the animals in our neighborhood or home.
Oh, wow. Okay, Snow White.
Specifically, the neighborhood animals, there's something about like the ones that are outside of our home being like especially important at this time. I really don't understand why, but I found this in multiple places. Anyway, this could be very effective, doing this ritual with the neighborhood animals, if we're having any trouble with our pets at home. So I hope that I don't have any trouble with Heisenberg, but if we're having some communication issues, apparently I should really commune with the squirrel that likes to fuck up the lights on my balcony.
Talk to the squirrels. It'll help you talk to your dog. Okay.
Exactly. And Aquarians, the ones that I know of you, many of you have visited pet psychics. And so like, I think you're going to be into this. Let's all just like attune with the animals in the neighborhood.
Mm.
But there will be plenty of unexpected opportunities to add to our income this month. And specifically on the 21st, something is going on that will create an opportunity for a little bit of maybe renewal of some lost finances. If there were some bumps in the road, maybe in December, maybe there's a little overspending. I don't know. Mm. But we could fill those divots back in around the 21st.
Okay.
Our general health and psyche could or will improve also around this time, kind of third week of the month, leaving us feeling much better than we have in a long time. And we should apparently tune into our dreams for answers around then. They may add just the spark that we need to pursue future projects. And we should analyze and write down any thoughts as soon as they occur. And I know, you know, it's a flurry of ideas and you just got to catch them all. So keep a little notepad in your pocket. Yeah, I miss Pokemon sometimes. Anyway, we will maybe need to like let people have their way a little bit in January, or we could be in for some troubles ahead. Mm. That may sound like not your favorite thing or not my favorite thing, but I also just would like to mention that if we all are needing to let people have their way or like have people blow up on us, that like maybe we are the common denominator, Aquarians, like maybe we're being weird preemptively. I don't know. Just, let people have their way. Let's not be too pushy this month because it's going to backfire on us big time. Remember also that like the people around us have needs and not to be too cold and aloof by accident. Who is next?
Bitch. Okay. Next, we are talking about the sweet Cancers. I do love. All right. Listen, sweet Cancers, in January 2021, the restrictions you have faced at last will kind of get out of your way. You have the opportunity here to really look at the future in a reasonable way and with some excitement, okay? It is possible you may come to the conclusion as you do this that you're feeling a little bit of lack of freedom or maybe not quite an avenue or venue to express yourself right now. Mm. So this is a good time to do what you can, whatever's possible, to really create some space for freedom and self-expression and enable your thoughts to kind of permeate, come true, live out their best lives. You know what I mean, sweet cancers. The first half of the month will convince you perhaps how important a special person in your life is. This could be a romantic partner, but this could also be a family member, a platonic friendship. And during this time, it's really quite important that you let this person know how truly special they are to you, okay? And you're going to see how much the mood, perhaps in this relationship, will improve. So maybe you're like many folks who have navigated some treacherous vibes, we'll say, during these COVID holiday seasons of telling, no about gatherings or whatever it is. And maybe it's made your relationship with your mom, your whoever, feel a little tumultuous. This is a great time to reconnect and really remind them how important and special they are to you. And it'll really help heal up maybe anything that could be awry, okay? In the middle of the month, start approaching, some of these specific tasks in your life, maybe a little bit more logically, maybe employing a little bit of mathematics. We can't.
Oh, my.
Okay. Look for a person who's having the same experience as you go through this in the middle of the month, because this ability to find a partner, a sounding board, perhaps, with whom you share a common language will help you solve a lot of your own problems in an exciting and helpful way, should I say. At the end of the month, this is a time to entirely devote yourself to the implementation of your interests, especially if you are someone who is having a deep desire to write, to study, or really to communicate with others, even as you start perhaps what you could consider a new stage in your life, okay? You are going to stand out with these creative energies that you're really putting out there, whatever your creative endeavors or projects may be. So really during this time, it would behoove you the most to do whatever you can to avoid wasting time while you've got this fun, creative energy, okay?
Snap it up.
Listen, balls to the wall on that one. And just a final important note about financial matters this month. This is a time that maybe some of the stressors financially you've been facing are things you are, closing up, bringing to resolution, etc. And you may have the opportunity to make some bold investments. If you're going to do that, now would be a fine time to do it. But as always, proceed with caution. Advice we can truly all enjoy.
Indeed.
Who are we talking about next?
Let's keep it in the water and we'll do Scorpio just for you.
Okay.
Scorpios, 2021 starts off not so good for your money. Sorry about it. Your thoughts will definitely be focused on financial planning, but luck will not be on financial planning. Feel me? So
I feel you.
In that, be versatile and creative in applying your skills to new money-making endeavors, maybe like applying to like some things that you wouldn't normally look at. This is truly a time for us to all adapt, and are not any different. January 5th and 6th, however, will be your personal days to shine. So something to look forward to. Maybe plan a few special things on those days or just like take advantage, like as though you have a Mario star or like a luck potion. So like maybe schedule an important meeting on the 5th or 6th or whatever you need to make happen. Schedule it for then. You'll have some extra powers. You'll be on some fun but kind of weird vibes as the new year starts. You can be like a little extra sarcastic. A little agitated, but also like extra clever. So wry, subtle humor is going to be your thing for a while. I don't know if this is normally your vibe. Seems like maybe it's not. But people will appreciate your clever wit, but try not to hurt others with it. Like try not to be too cutting in your pursuit of humor. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that one. Just please don't be an asshole about it. Anyway, if work is getting to you, break up projects into smaller segments so they won't seem so overwhelming. And being involved in several projects at once alleviates your boredom and will keep the mind sharp and receptive.
Oh, hey.
Although, and that's so exceptions to every rule for you right now, this will not be the case on the 18th to the 19th when... you'll need to let someone else take the lead. You may be like a little overly assertive on these days. So again, just kind of watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
your presence in the workforce is greatly admired and appreciated. Mm. And now you can be certain that others take notice. It's going to be, I don't know, you've maybe felt like a little slighted. I feel like we talked about this earlier this year. You had a little bout of feeling like, I'm not feeling appreciated at work. I'm sorry. That is also a hard thing to feel.
Go on. Okay.
Yeah. And apparently you're going to be kind of mean, but funny in January.
Feels right.
Mm-hmm. Feels right. But know that, like, if you're feeling a little slighted at work, that might be legitimate, but know that it's not for long, and like some recognition and maybe some monetary rewards are going to come your way. So those financial difficulties that are happening at the beginning of the month may not be so troublesome as you near the 21st, 25th, that time. And then the last thing I want to mention to you is that you could expect to maybe travel a little bit, just short distances, small road trips this January. Mm. And specifically, this is going to be connected to family, perhaps siblings. And maybe you're going to learn how to like improve those relationships. I don't know, maybe the holidays were hard. We're trying to figure out like what a continued COVID or a post-COVID world and relationships look like. Mm. And at the end of the month, if you're soft with your family, you could have a little luck on improving some future relationships. So maybe take advantage of that.
Okay.
Who is next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Virgos. Hello, sweet Virgos. You this month in January of 2021 are not throwing yourself perhaps into momentum, but this is a time for you to stop.
Oh.
You're going to need to slow down. Maybe this excessive turnover on projects and trying to get work done that you've really been hustling at for some time. Now's the time to really reel that in a touch, okay? And also a time to be more willing to do the things that you're working on at home, okay? Time to kind of lean into your domestic life. And perhaps not feel the pressure to hustle in excess, I might even say. Mm-hmm. Like you perhaps
And they
have
may
been.
Have a tendency to do that generally.
You may, sweet Virgos. We can't say for sure, but, you know, we'll allude to it. Okay. A certain person in your immediate family may be feeling a little bit lonely. You, like the Cancer who needs to, you know, shed a little love to a special someone, this is a time for you to focus on this family member, show them more attention, and really devote some carved out time to this individual, okay? Any kind of turbulent, intense love relationship also has the propensity to settle down and slow down this month, okay? Mm. So if things have felt wild, again, this is a time to reconnect, rekindle, but also cool your jets. Maybe if you and this person have been, you know, running headlong into some changes or projects together, it's a time to reel that in perhaps, okay? And reconnect without the pressure of deadlines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This month, you will not be complaining about the lack of household chores. They're going to absorb a lot of your free time, okay? They're your honey-do list and your fix-it and all the things, okay? But after the first week of the month, again, that will be the optimal time for you really to slow down the pace, limit your field of activity, and it really will not be a good time to, you know, throw out more effort. So instead, relax and enjoy the peace and quiet. I really love that vibe in like a new January after the hustle of the holidays. And even though they look a little different in these corona times, I think we all appreciate the slower pace sometimes we enjoy, especially at the beginning of January.
We take a
breath. At the end of the month, yeah, take a deep breath. At the end of the month, you may have to gear up again for work to get a little bit more stressful, okay? There could be a little bit of a nervous atmosphere between colleagues. Mm. Try to master the situation and show others what this peace and tranquility you've been leaning into looks like and means, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, in the vein of work, I want to leave you with just one little, perhaps, warning of sorts. A colleague or more than one colleague may ask for your help during, you know, this time, this hustle, this energy that's happening at the end of the month in particular. But be vigilant, because later, this help that has been requested could turn into exploitation.
Mm.
Don't let anyone take advantage of you or, you know, your hard work and force it into excessive kind of demands or, you know, more than is healthy for you to exert at this time or any other time. Instead, lead with some polite no's and showing other people what a better work-life balance looks like. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's move on to the Tauruses, who I no longer dislike.
Oh, God bless.
You know, we're all moving on, growing up, realizing things. And
some of us. I'm still here to fuck with the Scorpios.
I'm here to be optimistic for all of us. Taurines, here we go. This January, you will find yourself more attractive than perhaps ever before, and others will notice a difference. And I am maybe getting a little tired of giving you this reading repeatedly, that you're just constantly becoming more and more attractive. It's cool, though. I guess that's great for you. Anyway, little pitfall here. This newfound attractiveness and confidence could potentially leave partners or friends feeling a little outshined and potentially jealous. Now, we all know that both of these are unbecoming emotions, but rather than being irritated that someone is pouting about your newfound beauty, just boost them up, raise them up, in the words
of Josh Groban, raise me up. But I'll say this as well. You be careful. These people getting pissed about your success. I'm not trying to say they're a Scorpio, but they sounded like a meanie this month. Just saying.
Well, and if they say some funny but cutting things about your improvements to your appearance, you know, just watch out. Anyway, what you should do, though, is let your partners and friends take center stage. It doesn't have to be all about you, even though you're the hottest one. It's the gracious diva thing to do. Remember that. And they will feel closer to you, and you will feel closer to them. And in that way, you can remain the center of attention. But just remember that nobody likes to be like a backup dancer or a sidekick all the time.
Yeah, so don't be a dick.
Don't do that to people, even though you're the hottest right now. This plan of raising others up may be also to your advantage later this month when you'll be kind of interpersonally rewarded. So, you know, you give a little, you get a little, you make these people feel good now. Maybe you need like a favor or like help moving at the end of the month. I don't know. These people that you've paid into your relationships with could come back around and help you out. And that sounds shitty, and you shouldn't maybe like do things just tit for tat, but I don't
Probs
know.
Not.
Something to note.
Something to note. Think about it.
Health issues could be a problem. You've maybe had, I feel like I've mentioned health issues for you guys like for a little while. I wonder if like Tauruses are disproportionately getting coronavirus sometimes. But regardless, the key in January is going to be watch sweets and alcohol. And like remember that both.
Advice we can all enjoy.
Absolutely. And like, let's remember that both of those things lower our immune system. So we just watch out for a little overconsumption when we realize that maybe like we're just only able to wear sweatpants. I'm raising my hand. Or I don't know, maybe we're just feeling a little low from overconsumption of sweets or alcohol. But Jupiter is apparently settling into like your health sector for the next year, which is bad. So just try not to fall back on old habits as we move into this new year, because your health is going to be perhaps a central focus for a while. You'll be all right. Who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Sagittarians. We've just really closed out your season, sweet Sages. I hope you had a nice birth celebration, whatever you lean into. For you, this January, it's already at the beginning of the month, a time in which there could be some receiving of an interesting proposal, perhaps. And whatever kind of is being propositioned to you at the beginning of this month, don't just flat out reject it. But I also want to caution you and say you should, before agreeing to it, think really carefully about everything, especially when the interest is related to financial matters, okay? We're going to talk a little bit of money with you, sweet honey Sagittarians, okay? If you are involved in any kind of business, make sure that you get to the point this month. And what I mean is that it's perhaps a bit likely that someone will try to do something, somebody you work with, somebody who's involved in a project, maybe they could do something for you or for this project without your knowledge, and it could end up being at your expense, okay? So listen, It's also a time, as you review these details and make sure you're not throwing yourself into anything that's a little not quite clear, maybe a little shady or not honest on someone else's behalf. It's also a time that you should be spending your own money outside of these business endeavors more sensibly, because you are, and we're not putting you in the boat with the Cancers, who I told, you know, maybe lean into some fun. You're a little bit in danger of perhaps a little bit of extravagance this January, sweet Sagges. Okay. So show some vigilance and greater attention to your finances. You know, don't spend money without consulting where everything is, the upcoming utility bills. Don't forget about your financial commitments, okay? This is also a time to pay more attention, perhaps, to spiritual matters so that you can kind of achieve that balance you need. I don't know, maybe find our earlier buddy who was digging into those tarot decks, okay? Mm-hmm. But in the theme of the spending, do not let material objects dominate your attention, especially during the second half of the month. But I would encourage you to support your interests that are related to art and to music and to just general consumption of beauty, okay? We know you love to, sweet Sagittarians. Also, humanitarian instincts will come to the forefront. But as you, you know, maybe want to donate to charity or assist other people, just remember to be realistic with your own finances and the own constraints of your time. But lean into it, because you are going to really have the vision and propensity to treat other people's problems in a very realistic and big picture way this month. And we'd love to see it, truly. So, sweet Sagittarians, this month, you're going to need a lot of patience. When you perform any kind of business-related tasks or get into any deals, show extreme care for the details, okay? And don't underestimate others, and you will see that it will pay off in your near future. You have some opportunities in 2021 as things roll through to achieve a lot of, you know, success in your professional field. So be diligent, you know. Cross your T's, dot your I's, and exhibit some patience. But I see good things coming to you, sweet Sagges. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Aries. And you know, I've never mentioned this, and I always forget that my brother is an Aries because that feels wrong.
That's true.
I guess it's not. He's becoming a young man, and so we will see what his personality traits develop into. But yeah, anyway, shout out to my brother.
Shout out to your brother.
So, January, Aries, my brother and the like, a perfect travel opportunity maybe exists that could be tempting or maybe even irresistible. And I do feel like actually I'm talking straight to my brother now, and this applies. And so I will say, Jack, if it weren't for your fears, you would have maybe already been on that plane. Or like had the tickets already. Something's holding you back. So work through it. Try to face those phobias. And you'll find that a whole new world opens up for you. Maybe an educational benefit. Maybe a little career advancement. Maybe just some personal development. And so to you, my sweet brother, I say, swallow your fear and take these travel opportunities. And please wear a mask. And I hope you're being safe as a young man. Anyway.
I feel emotional. Okay.
Unfortunately, your ambitions may cause you to neglect some duties at home. So set limits to make sure that you have equal time for both. Like you have to like still take care of yourself and your home, but you don't want to feel that like coming home that there are things that are an extra burden. Like if you're partnered or have children, especially Aries, make sure that you're giving enough attention to the responsibilities that you have with your family and not just like focusing everything into your horned ambitions, you know. Speaking of your horned ambitions, there may be a delicate situation that exists at work involving a professional associate. So stay out of it if you can and keep your nose out of the job politics. Maybe like, and I feel like, again, we've given you this advice before, but like ear to the ground, lips sealed, maybe. Just
always honestly advice we can all enjoy. Ears to the ground, lips sealed, motherfuckers. Okay,
so it's gonna be really important to avoid conflict or like involvement in what will honestly be a lot of dead-end discussions going on with a lot of people in your workplace. So don't engage, don't waste your energy on that. Just take note of like what's going on, what certain people are doing, maybe who is allies with who, all of that weird office politics kind of shit. Like Don't get entrenched in it, but know that it's happening. And that will bode well for you maybe later this month, as you'll look like a person who didn't engage in a bunch of petty bullshit, but just has great ideas since you have all of this ambition this month. Anyway,
that feels important to me.
It does. Anyway, this month is going to be a wonderful time to celebrate some of your most recent accomplishments. Again, I would just like to say to my sweet brother, if you're listening, that
hello, Jack.
You've done a great job growing up and now moving out into your first ever apartment right now. And
I still feel emotional.
Me too. This is like, I'm sorry, this is for one person. Anyway, you should let others know how successful you've been in achieving your goals.
Yes, celebrate this. You crushed that victories.
Yes, you found housing. You crushed that internship, and you saved a lot of money on your own despite some extreme challenges. And your dramatic and creative energies are surging in this period. They can be felt by those around you. So this is an exciting time. Lean into it.
You know
what?
Shout out to the Aries, but specifically shout out to Jack. Anyway,
1,000%. Yeah, lean into it. Wear your favorite color. Just, I don't, yeah, if you're my brother, it's an orange or green tracksuit. And
I was going to say orange.
Lean into yourself. Yeah, the only real trouble is just make sure that, like, you're balancing some home stuff, whether that's like roommate relationships or family things. Try not to neglect your family, or you could be into some hot waters. But otherwise, pretty good month. Anyway, who is next?
We spoke of some horned ambition, I believe.
We did.
Let's speak of some more horns. Hello, sweet Capricorns. I am talking to you. God bless. It is your time to shine. This is my dad, since we're calling out all family members this episode.
We are. You called out your sister this episode.
I know I did. I called my sister earlier. You know what? Shout out to my mom, who's my fellow Gemini. Shout out to all of you. Okay. Listen, sweet Caps. It's your season, okay? You may start to get the impression that instead of going forward, you're maybe taking a couple steps back. That's a weird way to feel around your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But don't make any nervous moves, okay? Now is the time to be patient and self-controlled, which, shout out, you're a fucking Capricorn. That's you, okay? Listen, look forward to the development of new events. Have peace about this. You are going to continue to grow and evolve and be better at things as they kind of arise and you lean into them, right? January for you is also a great time to slow down like your sweet Virgo brethren, okay? And maybe devote a little bit of time to thinking about many things in kind of your everyday life. Are you cool with the rhythm? Are you into the people that you're devoting your time to? Is there anything you think you need to change about this, okay? This month in particular, sweet Caps, now is the time to try to spend as much time as possible with your circle of loved ones this month. So lean into that. Maybe it's time to evaluate who those people are and who you want to talk to more and make it happen. Perhaps surprisingly outside of your circle, a person from the past may appear in your life. Maybe an old flame. We can't know. Little old love. People do love to, you know, show their ugly heads around New Year's. And this is just advice to everyone. You do not have to answer those you up or happy New Year's or happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas texts that come through under this guise of like politeness, but are really just, you know, people seeking out whether or not you would fuck them still. Listen, buyer beware, okay? That's for Capricorns and truly everyone else, all right? But listen, together this old, you know, flame friend, whoever, may, you know, remind you some old stories and nice adventures, okay? And it'll be nice. But again, to my point, remember that you do not go twice down the same river, okay? Just keep that in mind, okay? And it will be much better if this person's an old flame that, you know, you remain friendly with them and you could be good friends, but if they try and pull any shady shit, you run, okay? You run.
Watch out for the rose quartz, yeah.
Yeah, listen, people be trying to do that, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, it is also a great time in Capricorns, we know you'll love this, to set up some sort of savings account and maybe plan for any necessary expenses that may be coming up.
Oh my
up.
God, this You're is a birthday gift to yourself, yeah.
Honestly, we're just telling you to lean into who you are and your personality, so you're welcome. At the end of the month, you may receive an injection of cash, okay? Happy birthday, motherfucker.
A hot cash injection.
Listen, someone may give this to you who owes you a financial debt. So if you perhaps lent money or anything like that, or have some sort of pending, you know, I don't know, thing that could involve you getting money that's pending. I don't know what that would be.
Pending funds.
Sure, but some sort of thing. And this is a time for that to come to fruition. And so maybe it's a time, if you've been thinking about following up with that person who owes you a little bit of cheddar, now might be a good time to gently do that.
Oh boy, okay? Everybody watch out. The caps are going to come collect.
Watch out. Okay, listen. And finally, sweet Capricorns, listen. If you've been waiting for a little bit of a romantic moment, having some desire, this is a time in which it will be fulfilled. Happy fucking birthday. Oh, yeah. But watch out for that old flame, okay? It could take place in the middle of the month. That seems quite likely. And during this time, your social activity could be really increased to the maximum. Mm. This is when you could encounter someone who could change your life completely. It will not be the old flame if that's a thing happening for you, okay? And you could attract this person to yourself with real magnetism. So again, a time to evaluate who you're spending your time with and roping in, because that social circle has the ability to bring other people and perhaps a little bit of love to the forefront. So I don't know, keep your horned ambitions in check, and you know, continue planning as you do, Capricorns, because we know how you do. But happy birthday, and enjoy your sweet January times, okay?
And to apply Jamie, that real quick, just to apply that to one specific Capricorn, I'd like to mention to Karen, wherever you are, that you should not,
Karen, hello,
you should not date that police officer again. That's all. I just, based on this reading, I just want you to know there's other opportunities out there. Okay, back
Karen
to you.
Please take note. Okay, welcome back to the program, Karen. Watch out, girl. I'm rooting for you. I don't know who you are, but I'm rooting for you. Okay, so with that said, we have come to the time in the show in which offer you superlatives.
We sure have.
Jamie, oh, I'm so sorry to bestow this upon you, but who's having the worst month ever?
I've got the bad one today, and if it's you, you're sitting there wondering if you're having the best or the worst month, because I haven't mentioned you yet, and I will tell you that, unfortunately, Leo, this month you are having the worst month, and
wah, wah.
Sorry, you have a lot of good months, and so I'm not going to be mean about it. All right, here we go. This month, January, powerful attractions and or habits may push you over the edge.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be time to transform some things that are directly affecting your health before they transform you.
Mm.
This period, it's going to be really important to focus on your health and maybe like, think of it as starting over. Maybe you've been really engaging in some poor habits over the holidays. Maybe there's some stress habits. Could even just be like grinding your teeth, or maybe there's a little bit of hypertension going on. But really, like, watch the situations you put yourself in stress-wise. Watch, you know, the sodium that you put in your body, because
that's the best we can all enjoy.
It is. It is, especially after, I don't know what you've been eating through quarantine or drinking, but, you know, sometimes it could be a lot. Just know that these things could push your body and your mind, quote, over the edge.
Mm.
However, looks like you may be falling into the classic trap of January gym joiners. I'm not going to shame you, though.
No.
Especially since we're all feeling like a little soft and stiff after too much time indoors. I can now see my veins glowing under my skin from a lack of sunlight. But this isn't about me. This is about all of the Leos making a lot of diet and exercise New Year's resolutions that inevitably they will struggle to keep. And that might not feel great. So maybe the real resolution is to stop setting and breaking unrealistic cliche resolutions.
Advice we can all enjoy.
It is. Anyway, it's obviously good to have goals, and we're very pro health and all kinds of health here at Why Are You Like This? But I just wanted to tell you that, like, this could really fuck up your January, like the way that you feel about your inability to keep these physical goals. And so just like, know that we're all struggling, and like, you don't have to win all the time. Like, just because you're not making extra money or like feeling extra hot this month doesn't mean that it has to be a wash. It doesn't have to. Anyway, it will become very apparent how stress and your employment conditions are affecting your psyche and also, again, your physical health. So I don't know what your work from home situation is, but you might need to mix that up. Look into like a standing desk, or like working in like some walks throughout the day. But it really seems like this sedentary lifestyle is taking a toll on your fiery energy. So
okay,
you're going to want to maybe take a break around the 11th or 12th if possible. There's going to be a time where the moon is going to zap you of your stamina and your energy, making every step feel like you're trudging with effort. So sorry about your time in quicksand in the middle of the month, but at least I will offer you this nugget of hope. Around the 25th, there will be a shift when clarity and optimism slide in. You'll find things are falling into place and maybe it feels like things are going your way once again, and it'd be a little easier to see your way out. So yeah, little positive note, had to end on that going into the new year. But basically, like, it's just going to be a mind fuck for you in January. You're just going to be really disappointed in yourself. And that seems pretty unnecessary. So like, maybe just skip that. Anyway, sorry guys, who's having the best month?
Maybe just skip that. Listen, hello, dearest, beloved, fellow air signs to our air signs on this show, sweet Libras.
Oh yeah, the air family.
You. Listen, we are family.
And this is my moon sign, so I'm going to pretend like this applies to me. Please go on.
This is for you. Okay. I'm getting very selfish this episode. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Listen, sweet Libras, what a gift to start out the honest of 2021 with the best January ever.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the month, you're going to be filled with the willingness to undertake some perhaps entrepreneurial ventures, but you generally have just this eagerness and this feeling of being ready to start new plans. And truly, what a magnificent way to enter any new year, if I do say so myself. In a social realm, sweet Libras, you may make some new acquaintances from whom real friendship will develop, okay? Mm. So the curiosity of the world is really within you. You're like really ready for anything, and people are included in that. Listen, I know, just real lovely energy, okay? At this time, perhaps a lion could appear before you. And maybe from the beginning of your acquaintance, this person is someone who has maybe some shared sympathy and some shared understandings of how, you know, you see the world, okay? This has the ability to really blossom into a great friendship. It's highly probable after some time this relationship of friendship could even turn into love, okay?
Oh, my.
Some deep love. Just say, you know, keep yourself sensible and balanced as things seem very exciting for you right now. And I truly love to see it. And listen, this month in January, your emotional life, maybe it's felt like nothing spectacular has really been happening in recent months, but this is the month where you gain momentum. Mm. Okay. I would say the only, you know, thing I would caution you about in terms of your circumstances is just, you know, to be wary if you find yourself in a situation that feels a little difficult, if you have to choose between meetings, you know, with a loved one, with your social life, with your career, and just encourage you to think about what is most important to you. I think if you lead with what's important to you right now, you really cannot make any mistakes. And truly, your real friends will not leave you because you have less time for them as you're kind of on fire for life. They're not going to get angry, and just remember that, okay? My final piece of advice is you have this real thirst for life right now in January with friendship, with, again, perhaps these entrepreneurial endeavors, just really this highly creative, exciting energy, this momentum for your emotional life, for connections with other people. As you're very on fire, you are the one who I would just like to say, please abstain from making love declarations at the end of the month. And what I mean by that is don't be the one who sends the you up text. Mm. I'm not worried about you receiving them. You're making great social choices and just running with the connections where they happen. And I fully support it. But don't be the one to be weird like that to other people, because you are on fire, sweet Libra.
Yeah.
Despite your air sign burning so brightly this month.
Hey, fire needs air. It's all right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Dry is good, but wind is better,
wind
motherfuckers.
Wind is better.
Okay, Sunny came home. But Libras, you are having the best month ever. And congratulations.
Congratulations,
I'm so excited,
you guys,
to dig into 2021, see what happens the rest of this year on our wild horoscoping times. As always, you can find us on the internet if you want to let us know about what political candidates are Scorpios, etc. You can always find us via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at @WAYLTTweets. And good morning, good night, good day, good evening.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in February. We'll be back with lots of fun things, including maybe like my brother's magic powers. I don't know. I don't know what I'm teasing. No promises.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.